Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we'll be talking about the profitability of farmers markets. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with David Nagel, Mississippi State University Extension Professor. David, farmers markets are becoming extremely popular these days. Now, why should growers participate in these farmers markets?
Well, growers participate for all kinds of reasons. Some of them do it because they want to have community support. Some of them do it because they want to feed their neighbor. But most of them do it to make money.
What food items are grown for farmers markets? What are we going to see?
There are three main items that are at farmers markets. Folks show up to buy fresh tomatoes, to buy fresh sweet corn, and to buy fresh peaches. Those are the three main crops that they grow. They also look for southern peas, they look for greens, they look for bell peppers, they look for all kinds of other things, but those three are the major ones. Growers make all kinds of different levels of income per acre off these crops. Southern peas are very popular at farmers markets, particularly shelled southern peas, but the growers don't make much money off southern peas. They make about $1,000 an acre, which sounds like a lot of money, but that's not much when we do vegetables. Sweet corn, they make about $1,500 to $2,000 an acre. But if they really want to make money, the two big ones are tomatoes and strawberries. It's quite possible to pocket $10,000 an acre off of tomatoes and even $15,000 to $20,000 off of strawberries. So growers like to grow those things because they can make the most money off of them. Consumers like tomatoes because the store-bought tomatoes do not taste like a fresh-picked tomato. So growers really enjoy growing tomatoes. There are several types of tomatoes. We always tell growers, find out which tomato that your market wants, because in South Mississippi, they like a tomato that is firm and has an acid flavor. In North Mississippi, we have some folks who like that same tomato, but others prefer a milder taste and sweeter tomato. So we always tell people going into farmers market, grow what people want. Now, surprisingly, probably the number three crop that sells well and makes good money at the farmers market is yellow summer squash. For every 10 pounds of tomatoes they sell, they'll sell about 3 pounds of yellow summer squash. They'll sell about 1 pound of bell pepper, and they'll sell about a tenth of a pound of hot pepper. Now, y'all hot pepper fans out there, yes, you like your hot pepper, but how many pounds of pepper does it take to make a bottle of pepper sauce?
Okay, so tell me about some more crops that can be grown.
There's a small market for pickling cucumbers, although the number of people who make pickles anymore, it's actually increasing from where it was, but still not very high. And there are probably 40 other crops that people grow. Green beans is probably the most frustrating crop for growers to produce for the market because they have a relatively short shelf life. You got to pick them at the very least the night before and sell them the next day. And sometimes people buy 10 pounds and sometimes they buy one serving. There's a little specialty crop called kohlrabi. Kohlrabi is another one of the cabbage family. If you're in the Memphis area, there's a real good market for kohlrabi. If you're not in the Memphis area, you may eat it all yourself. Then there's a lot of crops like that. Another one is eggplant. If you're around New Orleans, there's a good market for eggplant. If you're not around New Orleans, there's not that much of a market.
Okay, yes, that's a very good point. But there are a lot of good reasons that growers should participate. One of the reasons is so that they can feed their community, right?
Right. There are a lot of places in Mississippi. It's quite a ways to a grocery store. And we have farmers market in a lot of these counties that they can go and get something that's produced locally. They know the grower. They can talk to them about what they use to produce it. They know that it's fresh. And it's also a good feeling to give your neighbors something to eat.
How would we get into selling at farmers markets?
Most farmers markets have a board of director, which is made up of farmers. They have their rules. Find out what the rules are and follow them. But the most important about growing for a farmer's market is growing what people want and growing the amount that they want. If you don't know how to sell it, you got a problem. So, you know, buy one seed packet, grow the crop, take it to market. If it sells, you can always plant more next time.
That's really good advice. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with David Nagel, Mississippi State University Extension Professor. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.